Good morning, everyone. Today is the 12th of April, 2024. It's Friday morning, TGIF. Hope you're all ready to have a good weekend. Today, Mark is going to be reading the last chapter of the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. This chapter has several themes in it. The first thing is it talks about marriage being honorable and all. And also it says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So Christ has not changed. He's immutable. He's unchanging. That's the very nature of God Himself. He also talks about in this chapter that we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Maybe that's where Albert Brumley got the song, "This World Is Not My Home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me through heaven's open door. I don't feel at home in this world anymore." Also, in this chapter, he talks about Jesus Christ being the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. And he also says that this is written to the Hebrews from Italy by Timothy. So Timothy wrote what Paul wanted him to write. I think that's a good way of saying it. Also, in this chapter, he talks about that we should not be forgetful to entertain strangers. Thereby some have entertained angels unawares. A lot of people say, oh, angels, there's no longer special revelation and all that. I don't agree with that. I believe that angels can appear today if God so ordains that they appear to people. This was in the New Testament. This was during the New Testament time, and he's telling them to, some have entertained angels unaware that they're entertaining angels. So there's several themes in this chapter. I'll turn this over to Mark and have him read it to you. And hopefully, you know, through reading God's Word, we can get some different understanding of God and His sovereignty.
Hebrews chapter 13. Free chapter, next chapter. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable and all, and the bed and the fowl, but the whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. Consider the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing if a heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that they have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience and all things, willing to live honestly. But I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints, they of Italy, salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen. Written to the Hebrews from Italy by Timothy. Previous chapter.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Mm-hmm.